it's not just a plan for Mallon Head, it's a plan for the wider Inishowen community and the wider Donegal community, so it's a bigger picture. It's broke down into a number of four different sections: visitor experience, the community benefit, the environmental protection aspect of it, and the traffic management of the whole area up there at Mallon Head. So this plan is a very big plan. It's a big plan for Mallon Head. It's what we've been looking for the last number of years to happen. It's finally going to happen now over the next 6 months. Everyone will have their opportunity to input into that, the local community and the wider community and the show and the businesses and everyone else. So I think it's a brilliant plan. I really want to congratulate Donegal County Council and Fáilte Ireland for the work that they've done on it to date. But I think it's going to be brilliant and very beneficial for the area.
Tenders to bring this to life, as it were, are being invited. The official process opens at the end of this week. Who do you want to see applying for this process? Who do you see coming forward to carry out this important work?
Well, I would hope, Donal, that whoever comes forward to do this is someone that you know has a good insight into this area, has a genuine, that really wants to see this area benefit from the whole tourism perspective, of which is one of the things that we do have at the moment that we need to build on, that can benefit our local community, can benefit our businesses or hotels. And if someone can come in and get the whole thing together, bring the people with them, have discussions with the local community and everyone to bring the whole thing together, I think we can have a fantastic plan come September of this year, and we'll be in a great position then to get the proper funding and the proper facilities in place at Mallon Head and around the rest of Inishowen.
And your belief is that it will be possible to bring the people with them, that it isn't a case of too much protest in the area, too much concern in the area, and too many people, to be frank about it, suspicious about what may happen in Mallon Head in the future?
Absolutely not, Donald. Absolutely not. The people in Mallon Head, 98% of the people are 100% behind us. When we've been looking for this for the last 4 or 5 years, we've been fighting and saying that there has been no facilities at Mallon Head. We have 150,000 to 180,000 visitors. We will have, hopefully this year, maybe up to 200,000 visitors with the Star Wars and the number of people that it's bringing. You know, the whole area needs a proper set up, a proper traffic management plan and proper facilities in place to benefit for everyone to benefit out of this. And I mean, there's no one saying that we're going to change anything at the tower or change the whole scenery there. That's not going to happen. This is a big picture that can put something in place that will benefit everybody and benefit the local community and the big one, create jobs.